by any chance, do you know what is this? Oh, you are good identifying things. They are two pieces of sandpaper. If you rub two pieces of sandpaper together, what happens? Yes, they create heat, they create friction, and eventually they destroy one another. Neither one wins. They both just get worn down until they are smooth, gritless, and useless. Most of us approach conflict like sandpaper. Some people believe that being more assertive than others leads to better results. We respond in kind, raising our voices when others do, replying to insults with our own, and meeting cold behavior with similar detachment. Jesus stands amid our conflicted world and delivers a surprising message. He says, when the sandpaper comes at you, don't be sandpaper back. Be the wood. Wood doesn't fight the sandpaper. It allows the friction to refine it, while sandpaper is destroyed by conflict. Wood, under pressure, reveals its true grain and its inner beauty. Being the wood means having a core so solid that the world's friction only serves to polish your character, not change your nature. Today, we are looking at the other way, the third way, the strength to avoid fueling conflict when provoked. Brothers and sisters, we live in a world that operates on the logic of the clash. If someone insults us, we strike back with a sharper tongue. If someone hurts us, we demand an eye for an eye. This refers to the old concept of lace tiliation. Or let me correct, I did it wrong. Lace talionis, which is the law of revenge or retaliation. While this law was originally intended to limit revenge, ensuring the punishment didn't exceed the crime, human nature has a way of turning a limit into a justification. While we don't have eye for eye laws in our modern courts, we often have eye for eye hearts. We carry the law of retaliation in our pockets, ready to use it the moment we feel hurt. Getting even is misleading. It doesn't restore balance, but drains both sides. Today's readings invite us into a third way, not the way of violent retaliation, and not the way of passive surrender, but the way of active, not violent resistance. In our first reading, King David asks, which of you desires life and covets many days to enjoy good? The answer lies not in power, but in moral discipline. It starts with our words. A not violent life begins by refusing to use language as a weapon. David says, peace is not something we just wait for. It is something we pursue. It requires the focus and energy of a hunter on a trail. We can act this way because we know God is the ultimate witness. On verse 15, says, his eyes are on the righteous, which reassures us enough to let go and trust. We don't feel compelled to handle things ourselves because we trust the one who judges justly. Today's gospel tells us how Jesus demonstrated the other way through his actions. He will not advise to turn the other cheek is often misunderstood, with many people thinking it means letting others take advantage of you. It's a clever act of creative subversion. In the first century, a slap on the right cheek was typically a backhanded blow, a sign used by a superior to demean someone they consider lower. By choosing to turn the other cheek, the individual demonstrates resilience rather than submission. They essentially say, you cannot humiliate me. If you want to hit me again, you must hit me as a peer, not a servant. Treat me as an equal or stop. The same is true for the second mile. Roman law allowed soldiers to force civilians to carry their heavy packs for exactly 1 mile, no more. By going the extra mile, the civilian shifted from obeying orders to showing generosity. It is an act of spiritual charity. Another interesting thing, the Greek word for resist in verse 39 is antisthenai. It means Jesus is not saying do nothing. He is saying do not respond to evil with violence. In other words, Jesus is telling us resist evil, yes, but do not use the tools of evil to do it. In the second reading, Peter reminds us that we have a blueprint for this life, Jesus Christ. When Jesus was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten. Peter echoes the wisdom of David, telling us to be sympathetic, loving, and humble. We are explicitly told not to repay evil with evil, but with a blessing. Not violence is more than a strategy. It is an act of healing. When we refrain from responding to insults, we break the cycle of hatred. Not violence, it's not doing nothing. It is doing something different. It is the refusal to let another person's darkness dictate your light. Brother and sister, my siblings in Christ, this week I challenge you to move from being a reactor to a redeemer. If you encounter an adversary, consider using this. First, stop. Second, swap. Third, sit approach. So stop, swap, and sit approach. Let me explain to you. Stop. Before you reply to that hurtful email or that sarcastic comment, pause for 3 seconds. Acknowledge the slap, but refuse to return it. Swap. Mentally swap roles. Remember, Christ took on your sins. Christ bore your sins. Show others, even difficult ones, the same grace you has been given. The same grace you has been given. Finally, seed. Plant a seed of blessing. In family conflicts, choose kindness and help instead of reacting negatively. This could involve simply folding the laundry, taking out the trash, or doing another routine that's often avoided. Responding like this allows you to foster peace instead of increasing tension, practicing nonviolence, and bringing positive energy into your home. When you see a hurtful post, quietly wish them well and decide not to respond. Be the wood, not the sandpaper. Let God's grace show through you today and every day. Amen.